All right, strap in, everyone. Today we are going deep, really deep, like microscopic level deep
Deeper than deep.
into the world of clean room injection molding. Have you ever wondered how medical implants, or even like those tiny chips in your phone, manage to stay completely free of contaminants?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's pretty amazing. That is exactly what clean room injection molding is all about. And in this deep dive, we're going to uncover why this process is so crucial and the ways it impacts everything, literally everything, from those life-saving medical devices to the gadgets we're all using every single day.
You know, it's fascinating how much we rely on this tech without even realizing it. Most people don't even think about the level of precision that's needed to create these objects that we just use every day.
Right.
We're talking about environments where even a single tiny speck of dust could be catastrophic.
Yeah. So let's get into the basics here. Why are these clean rooms such a big deal? Like, I try to keep my own house clean, but I'm not walking around in a hazmat suit or anything. What's the difference? What's going on?
Well, think about it this way. You wouldn't want to perform surgery with, like, dusty tools, right?
Oh.
So the same principle applies here, but on a much, much smaller scale.
Okay.
We're talking about contaminants that you can't even see with the naked eye. So bacteria, microscopic debris, even static charges, it's crazy. All things that could totally mess up these sensitive products.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But how do they actually like measure cleanliness? Is there some kind of like, a dustometer?
There
I
is
have that.
kind of. Sort of, they use these things called clean room classifications,
Yeah.
which are based on the number and the size of particles that they allow per cubic meter of air.
Oh, wow.
So basically, the stricter the classification, the fewer particles are allowed. Makes sense.
Okay, so what happens if a clean room doesn't meet those standards? What's like the worst case scenario? What could happen?
Well, the consequences can be huge. I mean, potentially even fatal.
Really?
Think about it, like a contaminated microchip in a self-driving car. That tiny flaw could lead to a system malfunction and then boom, a serious accident. Or what about a contaminated medical implant causing a life-threatening infection? That's scary.
Yeah, that's a pretty sobering thought for sure. Really highlights the stakes involved here.
Yeah.
So let's dive into one area where clean room injection molding is just absolutely critical: medical devices.
Yeah.
Why is this field so demanding when it comes to cleanliness? Like, why do they need to be so clean?
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with anything that goes inside the human body, the margin for error is basically zero, right?
Yeah, of course.
Even a microscopic contaminant on a surgical instrument could introduce bacteria into a surgical site, leading to all kinds of complications and infections, which you don't want.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
And what about implants?
Yeah.
Because I imagine those need to be squeaky clean as
Oh,
well.
absolutely. Like a hip replacement, for example. I mean, that thing is designed to last for years inside the body, right?
Yeah.
So if it gets contaminated during the manufacturing process, that could lead to inflammation, rejection, even the need for another surgery. Not good.
So it's not just about like preventing immediate harm, but
Yeah.
also making sure that implant stays safe and effective long term.
Exactly. And to guarantee that level of safety, medical device manufacturing has these incredibly strict international standards like ISO 146441 and ISO 13485.
Right.
And these standards control everything, from the air filtration systems that they use in the clean rooms to the clothing worn by the personnel. It's a whole
I
thing.
can only imagine what it's like working in one of those clean rooms. It must be like stepping into another world.
Oh, it is. It is. Everything is meticulously controlled. Temperature, humidity, air pressure. You'll see these HEPA filters, humming away, constantly scrubbing the air of particles. And everyone working inside, I mean, they're gowned up head to toe
Wow.
to prevent contamination from their skin or clothing. It's intense.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, like very futuristic. But in this case, it's all about, saving lives and keeping people healthy,
Exactly.
which is pretty important.
And it's not just about the environment either. The materials they use in the medical devices, they play a crucial role too. So they have to be biocompatible, meaning that they won't cause a bad reaction in the body, and they need to be able to withstand the sterilization process without, falling apart or
So
anything.
like a multi-layered approach to safety from the
Yes.
environment itself to the materials and the people working in it.
Exactly. Every single step in the process is designed to minimize any risk of contamination and ensure that, at the end, that final product is safe for use in the human body. It's a big deal.
Okay, so we talked about how important clean rooms are in keeping medical devices safe. Now, what about the medicines themselves? How does clean room injection molding play a role in like pharmaceutical packaging?
Okay. So, Imagine receiving this life-saving injection, right? Only to find out it was contaminated because of, like, a faulty vial cap. That's scary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where clean room injection molding for pharmaceutical packaging comes in. It's all about making sure that medication stays perfect from when it's made all the way until it reaches the patient. That's the goal.
So we're talking about things like vial caps, blister packs, anything that comes in direct contact with the medicine itself.
Yeah, yeah. Each one of those components plays a super important role in maintaining the sterility and the efficacy of the medication. So a contaminated vial cap, for instance, could allow bacteria or other contaminants to get into that vial, and then the medicine's useless or even dangerous, which is, you know, a big problem.
It's amazing how something so seemingly simple like a vial cap can have such a huge impact on the safety and effectiveness of medication. I never really thought about it like that.
Right. It's a good reminder that even the smallest details can have huge consequences, especially when we're dealing with people's health, right?
Yeah. And this level of precision isn't just limited to medical devices and pharmaceuticals, is it? I mean, we're surrounded by electronics, and I can only imagine that a little dust can cause some serious problems there too.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The world of electronics and optoelectronics relies heavily on clean room injection molding for all of these incredibly precise and delicate manufacturing processes. Like, just think about, like, the microchips in our smartphones and computers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these chips contain billions of transistors packed onto a surface smaller than a fingernail. It's unbelievable. And even a single speck of dust can cause a short circuit, and boom, the whole chip is useless.
So are you telling me that a single speck of dust could be the reason my phone suddenly crashes?
You know, it's definitely a possibility. But that's exactly why clean room injection molding is so important in this industry. By controlling the environment, getting rid of those contaminants, manufacturers can guarantee that these incredibly complex devices will actually work the way they're supposed to.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think about the level of precision involved in all of that.
Mm.
But it's not just microchips, right? What about other electronic components?
Well, think about lenses, for example. Cameras, telescopes, even the tiny lenses and fiber optic cables, all of those things rely on clean room injection molding to ensure that they have that clarity and precision.
Okay.
Because even a microscopic scratch or a speck of dust on a lens can distort the image or disrupt the flow of light, which you definitely don't want.
Wow. It's amazing how something so tiny can have such a big impact on the performance of all these devices we use every day.
It really is. And it's not just about functionality either. Think about those delicate components used in optoelectronics, things like LEDs and lasers.
Oh, right.
I mean, contamination can interfere with light emission and performance, potentially ruining expensive equipment or leading to inaccurate results in, you know, scientific experiments. It's a big deal.
So we're talking about applications that range from capturing, like, stunning photos to conducting cutting-edge research. Clean room injection molding really is kind of an unsung hero in a lot of fields.
It really is, and its importance is only going to increase as technology advances and our devices become even smaller and more complex, which they're definitely doing.
Absolutely.
It's only going to get more important.
All right, so we're back and ready to kind of shift gears a little bit and explore another area where clean room injection molding plays a really critical role. We're talking about aerospace and defense.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
It's a big one. What are some of the unique challenges in those fields that make clean room manufacturing so essential?
Well, you know, when you think about the extreme environments that aerospace and defense equipment has to operate in, like the vacuum of space, the harsh conditions on a battlefield, all of that, it becomes pretty clear why even the tiniest contaminant can have these, like, catastrophic consequences.
Yeah, I'm guessing a little dust on a satellite component is not going to end well.
Not at all.
That's going to happen.
So satellites, for instance, I mean, they're constantly exposed to extreme temperature fluctuations, radiation, and of course, the vacuum of space.
Right.
Any particle, even a microscopic one, can interfere with that sensitive equipment, which can lead to, you know, inaccurate readings, communication disruptions, even complete system failure. You don't want that.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And we're not even just talking about dust, are we? What are some of the other contaminants they have to worry about?
Well, another major concern is something called outgassing. Have you heard of that?
I have not. Tell me about outgassing.
So basically, certain materials, when they're exposed to the vacuum of space, they can release gases. And those gases can condense on these really delicate components, causing corrosion, short circuits, and all sorts of problems. It's a whole thing.
That does sound like a problem.
Yeah.
So how does clean room injection molding help to prevent all of these issues?
Well, by making sure that the materials that they use in those satellite components are, like, ultra clean, free of any of those volatile compounds, manufacturers can minimize that risk of outgassing. And by really carefully controlling the manufacturing environment, they can prevent even those smallest particles from contaminating those sensitive components.
So it's like clean room technology is essentially creating, like, space-worthy parts.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty cool. What are some of the specific components that rely on this level of precision?
Well, you've got everything from, you know, the solar panels that power the satellite to the communication antennas that send and receive signals back to Earth, even the internal components like the gyroscopes and accelerometers that help control the satellite's orientation. They all need to be manufactured in this super clean room environment.
It's really incredible to think about the complexity of these machines and how precise they need to be to function properly.
Hmm.
But let's kind of, you know, come back down to Earth a little bit and talk about the defense industry. What kind of equipment are we talking about there? And what are some of the specific challenges they face?
Yeah, so think about the demands that are placed on military equipment. It needs to be able to operate perfectly in some of the most extreme conditions, like scorching deserts, freezing mountains, humid jungles, you name it.
Right.
And of course, a malfunction in a critical situation could have those, like, life or death consequences. So it's really, really important.
Yeah. I imagine even something as small as, like, a speck of sand in the wrong place could cause a major problem.
Oh, absolutely. Take night vision goggles, for example. I mean, those devices rely on these incredibly sensitive optics to amplify light so soldiers can see in the dark. But even a tiny scratch or a dust particle on the lens can really reduce their effectiveness, which could put those soldiers at risk.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really powerful example of how something that seems so insignificant can have such a big impact. What are some other examples of defense equipment that rely on clean room injection molding?
Well, communication devices are another big one. You know, imagine a soldier out in the field trying to call for backup and their radio malfunctions because of a contaminated component. That's a scary thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clean room injection molding helps to ensure that those devices are reliable and that they're going to work properly, even in the most demanding situations.
It sounds like clean room injection molding plays a really key role in, you know, keeping soldiers safe and making sure missions are successful. Are there any other defense applications you can think of?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. Another interesting one is the manufacturing of guided missiles and other precision munitions. I mean, these weapons rely on these really sophisticated sensors and guidance systems to hit their targets accurately.
Right.
And even a tiny contaminant on a sensor or a circuit board can throw off the trajectory, leading to, like, a missed target or even, you know, collateral damage. That's a big deal.
Yeah. So clean room injection molding isn't just about protecting lives, but also about ensuring the accuracy and the effectiveness of those military operations.
Exactly. And as technology keeps advancing and those weapon systems become even more complex, the role of clean room manufacturing is only going to get more important. It's essential.
It really is amazing to think about how this technology that we're talking about, which often operates so far behind the scenes, has such a huge impact on national security and global events. It's pretty incredible. But it's not just about these high-stakes applications, is it? I mean, you know, we're surrounded by consumer electronics. I have to imagine clean room technology plays a big role there as well.
Oh, absolutely. As our electronic devices get smaller and more complex, the need for precision and cleanliness just keeps increasing. I mean, we're talking smartphones, laptops, tablets, even wearable technology like smartwatches. All of these devices rely on these tiny microchips and other sensitive components that are so vulnerable to contamination.
So are you telling me that the reason my phone is running slow could be because of a speck of dust?
Well, it's not always that simple, but you get the idea. Even a tiny particle can mess with those delicate circuits inside these devices, causing glitches, slow performance, or even, yeah, like you said, complete failure. It happens.
So clean room injection molding isn't just about preventing those huge catastrophic failures in satellites and weapons systems. Mm-hmm. It's also about making sure that the devices we use every day are reliable and that they last.
Exactly. And as we move towards even smaller and more powerful devices, the role of clean room manufacturing will only become more and more important in maintaining that quality and performance that we expect.
You know, it's really remarkable to think about how this technology, which kind of started out in these really specialized industries, is now quietly shaping, like, the whole world around us, from the satellites orbiting overhead to, you know, the phones in our pockets.
Yeah, it really is.
It's pretty incredible. It really is a testament to the power of precision and the impact that these, like, seemingly invisible forces have on our lives.
It's true. It really makes you think.
It really does. Well, you know, we've covered a lot of ground today, from the life-saving applications of clean room injection molding and medical devices to its role in making sure military operations are accurate and that our everyday gadgets actually work. As we wrap up this deep dive, what are some of the key takeaways that you would want our listeners to walk away with today?
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing when you think about all the places that this technology shows up. It's like we started in these, you know, sterile, almost sci-fi clean rooms and ended up talking about everyday objects. What would you say is like the biggest thing you want listeners to remember from this whole conversation about clean room injection molding?
You know, I think the most fascinating part for me is how this like seemingly niche technology has become so incredibly important across so many different industries.
Yeah.
We've gone from, you know, those super specialized applications like pharmaceuticals and medical devices to mass production of consumer electronics.
Right.
All because of this increasing demand for precision and cleanliness. It's pretty amazing. It really is. It's like clean room injection molding has gone from, you know, hiding in the background to being front and center as technology advances, and we all start to understand, you know, how much these microscopic contaminants can really mess things up.
Exactly.
So where do you see this all going? What are some of the future implications of all of this?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that as our devices get, you know, smaller and more complex, and as we, you know, keep venturing further into space and exploring new frontiers, the need for clean room manufacturing is only going to keep growing.
Yeah.
We're already seeing this in like nanotechnology, for example, where they're manipulating materials at like the atomic level.
Wow.
Any contamination at that scale can totally ruin the whole process.
So clean room injection molding isn't just about keeping things clean. It's also about making all of this future innovation possible.
Yeah.
And it's pushing those boundaries of, you know, what we can actually do.
Exactly.
Are there any like emerging applications that you're really excited about, you know, kind of looking forward to seeing where they go?
You know, one area that's really caught my attention is the use of clean room injection molding in the production of these things called microfluidics devices.
Microfluidics, what is that?
So they're these tiny chips that use like minuscule channels to manipulate fluids.
Okay.
And they can be used for things like medical diagnostics, drug delivery, even DNA sequencing.
Wait, so are you saying they're basically making labs on a chip?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's so cool.
And because these devices work with such tiny amounts of fluid, you know, even the tiniest little contamination can throw off the results or even break the whole device.
Oh, wow.
So clean room injection molding is, you know, absolutely essential to make sure that these groundbreaking tools are accurate and reliable.
It's pretty mind-blowing to think about what they could do with these microfluidics devices, you know. Everything from personalized medicine to like on-the-spot diagnostics. It all sounds like something straight out of science fiction, but it's actually happening now. And clean room injection molding is helping to make it all possible.
It really is. It's amazing, isn't it? It just shows you the power of human ingenuity and our ability to manipulate matter at these unbelievably tiny scales.
Yes.
And as we keep pushing those boundaries, you know, I have no doubt that clean room injection molding is going to be a key part of shaping the future.
Absolutely. So for our listeners out there who might be thinking, okay, all this clean room stuff is really cool and everything, but how does it actually affect me? Georgie, how would you answer that?
I would say just take a look around you. Your phone, your computer, the medications you take, even the car you drive. Chances are clean room injection molding played some part in either making those things or making sure that they're safe and reliable.
Right.
It's this whole hidden world that we don't really think about, but it touches pretty much every part of our modern lives.
You know, it's a good reminder that even the smallest things, things we can't even see, can have a huge impact on the world around us. And as we've learned today, you know, paying attention to those little details can lead to these incredible innovations and create a safer, more technologically advanced future.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Well, on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the amazing world of clean room injection molding. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this journey into the world of microscopic precision and that you've gained a new appreciation for all of the, you know, unseen heroes of manufacturing who make all of this possible.
I second that. And as always, you know, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep being amazed by all the complex processes that create this modern world we live in. It's pretty cool stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious, everyone.